Hey folks, Dave Naves, president of DaveWorks Web Development. My show, The Web in Plain English. I believe in plain English. I don't like fancy words. I like explaining things so that people can understand them. I have been in web development for nearly 25 years now, building sites like Ticketmaster.com, DisneyChannel.com, CitySearch, Guess. The list goes on and on. Now I focus on small to medium businesses. That's what I am. That's what I do. That's what I know. So today's topic, I like to keep it simple. The real truth about getting found on Google in organic results, right? Real page one Google results. The answer is simple. It's content. No two ways about it. I'm sure that there are tons of marketers and tons of SEO nerds out there, SEO being search engine optimization, that will either scare you into hiring them or telling you what you want to hear, but the answer is this, it's content. You have to put out great content on your website or Google's not going to give you page one results. It's that simple. So what does that mean, content? Well, it really means just showing off what you know, showing off your expertise. You're a plumber, show off plumbing techniques, show off helpful tips and tricks for people, right? You're a bartender, show off the pretty drinks you make. Show people how to make drinks. Why is this so important? Well, if you take a step back, if you really look at Google and their business model, Google makes $60 billion a year, plus or minus. It's probably more like plus. They continue to grow. The only way that they can remain the number one search engine, which is basically going into other people's sites and showing them results based on your content and my content, right, is to only post at the top results the best results, right? If you think about it, what do you actually click on when you Google something? Do you click on an ad? Or do you click on, you scroll down just a little bit and click on the real results, right? Well, the answer's it's so apparent, it's not even disputable at this point. Over 96% of people who use Google never click on an ad. That should tell you something, right? If you don't click on an ad, ask yourself why. The answer is always, well, you don't know what you're going to get. Well, with the first 10 organic results, which are the results below that, and I'm not talking map results, I'm not talking shopping results, I'm talking about organic links below that. Google's algorithm has gone out, has swept everyone's sites, and applies this massive algorithm against it, and only puts, wherever possible, the top actual real results. So, and that makes sense, right? That they would only post those top results, or you would stop using Google. And Google's never going to allow that to happen, right? So they can offer it. If you think about it, how much money do you spend on Google? Right? You as a person or you even as a business, do you spend tons of money on Google? Probably not. You probably don't spend any. This is how they afford to offer Google Voice, you know, YouTube, Google itself, Gmail, right? All these good Google Maps, all that stuff you don't pay for. But the brilliance of their business model is that they go out and gather everybody else's information, post it for you to view and to grab and to go find, and then they sell advertisements on top of that. And what makes it even more of a beautiful business model is they allow the advertisers to determine how much they want to spend. Pretty brilliant. I believe Google's going to be around an awfully long time. So, what does this exactly mean to you? Get writing, get doing videos or doing podcasts or just type out stuff that you know. Whatever it is your expertise, go and offer that to the world. Google will pick up on it. And here's another little secret, right? If you start doing this as a habit, if you start making this a routine, well, all the other links that you may have out on Google that Google has indexed, you'll believe it or not, it acts as an orchestration, and those will start rising in the search results as well. It's true. It's a true story. In fact, the reason I'm even getting back into doing my vlog and my podcasts and more blogging is because some of my results have actually dropped. It's been quite a while since I've done my radio show, The Web in Plain English, and I've noticed my results dropping, right? It hasn't been because of the optimization. the optimization, let me just make very clear for those of you web nerds, fellow web nerds who are going to argue with me. Don't argue with me. The fact is, you can't optimize a bunch of crap, right? You can try, but Google's algorithms are going to fight you every time, right? So optimization is highly important, but it's only a maximum of 50%, right? Search engine optimization only works with content, right? You can't optimize nothing, and you can't, if you optimize crap, right, just you know, a content that isn't helpful for anyone, well, it's not going to get the results that you're looking for. And if it does, well, then that, it's a limited partnership there, because there's somebody going to come along and going to have better content than you, and you're going to get bumped from your Google results, right? So whether you're a real estate pro, again, it doesn't matter what you do. Real estate pro, a bowler, a surfer, you know, a dog grooming place. Put out what you know. Here's a real statistic. Most small business Americans, 86% of small business America really isn't even getting the results that they desire. They do have a lot of marketers telling them what they want to hear, right? Yeah, we'll guarantee you number one search results, or, you know, page one results. It's a lie. It's an absolute lie. Or I should say, maybe it's even just a little fib. What they often are offering you is advertising, right? The AdWords. Well, again, yes, maybe you can get page one results on an advertisement, but if 96% of people aren't clicking on that, then why are you wasting your money? Why don't you spend a little time either doing it yourself or even hiring a writer, or, you know, you can have, you know, web nerds like us post and pull the trigger for you, but we are not the experts like you are, right? If you're in construction, you're a contractor, whatever, post that stuff, post what you know, and that algorithm will pick up whether it's valid content or not. Okay, is that making sense? I hope it makes sense. That's it. That's what I wanted to cover today. Just getting back into my own blogging. If this has been helpful for you, I'd greatly appreciate it if you're on Facebook to like our Facebook page, DaveWorks, facebook.com/DaveWorks, or go to DaveWorks.net, subscribe to our blog. I have a ebook out there that explains a lot of this. It's totally free. You can sign up for it, pop your email address in there, and you'll be emailed. We won't ever spam you, promise. That's not what we're about. So again, hopefully this has been helpful for you, and get to writing your content, okay? It's going to give you the results you're looking for on Google. Take care. Hope to see you next time.